This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With more police departments starting to use body cameras, the body camera supply industry is becoming A, lucrative, and B, competitive. But as Jimmy Jenkins reports now from KJZZ in Phoenix, the real money is going to be made on the back end.
For almost two decades, Taser International was known for making stun guns. But now, there's a new product rolling off its production line in Scottsdale, Arizona. Body cameras.
And we're doing about 500 a day. We can easily ramp that up.
Spokesman Steve Tuttle says the cameras have become such a focus for the company that it's rebranded, now calling itself Axon after its most popular camera model. Axon cameras are in use at police departments in 36 major U.S. cities. In a bid to assert its dominance on the market, Axon recently came out with an aggressive offer, a free body camera for every cop in America who wants to try one.
Now, that's a pretty big shot to be firing out there, and we're encouraging our competition to do the exact same thing.
But one competitor isn't likely to follow suit.
Taser's offer is the Venus flytrap of the body-worn camera world.
Gray Hutkins is executive vice president of Safariland, which is the parent company of camera maker VView. His company has claimed in lawsuits that previous Axon giveaways violate the bidding process police departments use to look for suppliers.
You know, there's no such thing as free. Whenever somebody is doing an evaluation of a product, there's a whole back end to it that has implementation costs and makes it very difficult to switch out of once you're done.
VView says departments may be lured in by the free front-end equipment, but then become attached to the evidence storage system. And that's where the real money is. Axon's data storage can cost anywhere from $50 to $100 per officer per month. And police departments that buy an Axon camera have to use Axon software.
The other thing you got to think about is the length of the contract.
That's Michael White. He's a criminology professor at Arizona State University. He wrote a guide on the body camera procurement process for the Department of Justice.
So if you're going to do cloud-based storage, you'll do it for X number of years, and that's the negotiation piece. Then what's going to happen after that 3 or 5 years are up?
He says while most of the larger body camera companies contract with Microsoft Azure to store the data, agreeing to a proprietary software system can chain a department to a particular product.
Last I saw, there are more than 50 different companies to choose from, so it can be very, very overwhelming.
Commander Noah Johnson oversaw the Tempe Police Department's search for body cameras. They went with Axon because its evidence platform was easy for his officers to navigate.
Anybody can make a camera. The biggest piece for us is the back end, the data management.
At the end of their shifts, officers can plug the camera into a docking station and then access the videos from a smartphone or a computer.
It's a very simple thing. You know, it's got to be cop friendly, right?
On top of the monthly data storage costs, Johnson had to reassign deputies to manage the body camera program. It's been a huge investment of dollars and labor, about $360,000 a year. But he says it's worth it.
You can't put a price on developing a better relationship with your community, right? You know, it's kind of like the commercial is priceless.
But there is a significant price on the data storage, and that's exactly what the body camera companies are banking on. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.